Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence in You. How you doing, Otto?
I'm doing well. I do have one quick question.
You have a quick question.
For Dr. Fan, that has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well,
I learned that she likes to play the piano.
Oh, all right?
And really? I also learned that you were talking about learning the ukulele. And I want to know if you really did learn the ukulele.
Well, my neighbors will probably disagree, but I've been slowly playing and, you know, making a lot of noise.
Have well, you? Okay.
It's fun.
I found that interesting. And
well,
the other
you.
Thing I found very interesting is that apparently you speak Spanish.
I do.
And you have an Asian background.
Yes.
And I found that to be a different twist. Like,
yes.
I visualize you talking to me in Chinese,
all
right? I do not visualize you talking to me in Spanish. But that's a good event. I wish I knew how to speak Spanish.
Oh, you're a stalker? Where did this
happen? No, you go on the internet and you learn all these things.
I did not know all of that was on the internet.
That was on there. <I know. laughs> So you better check it out.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, back to the real world.
That's great. So you can have a diverse patient, you know, a lot of patients who speak different languages, which is great.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
sure that's comforting. So you must have a really good patient base. So, you know, because we are Senior Talk Radio, Dr. Fan, it does seem that sleep apnea is more prevalent as we age. So is it something that happens as we age? Is it something that builds up? Or is it something that we always have?
Well, actually, anyone can have sleep apnea.
I was going to say, is it really connected to aging?
There are children can have it.
Right.
Young children, adolescents, young adults. It really is based on your anatomy and how narrow your throat is and how collapsible it is. But there was a very large study done about 20 years ago called the Wisconsin Sleep Cohort Study. And at that time, they had discovered that in the U.S. population, a third of individuals had at least mild sleep apnea. That has increased over 20 years. They attribute that to the obesity epidemic. So as we gain weight, we not only gain it in our hips and our thighs and our stomach, but we also gain it in our throat and in our tongue.
Oh.
In fact, I don't know what study it was, but they did do an autopsy of a cadaver, and they found when they sectioned the tongue, it looked like a slab of a steak. It was marbleized. So we know that fat deposits in the tongue and in the throat, and that in itself narrows the airway. So with that said, as we age, there are a lot of physical changes that can occur that predispose the body, the upper airway, to collapsing.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I would never connect that either. What if somebody has a problem, like I know people that, one of them was my mother, who's no longer with us, but she always had a problem swallowing pills. Would that have to do with a narrow throat? And could that be connected to maybe a
kids too
a
have
signal?
That problem.
Yeah. Would that be like a
perhaps.
A possible signal that maybe they have a throat issue?
It's
and
possible.
That could maybe lead or be perhaps. Sort of like a signal that maybe there's a possibility of sleep apnea?
Yeah, that certainly could be, can raise a suspicion for it.
Yeah.
Could be a very large tonsils that she had. Just a narrow throat. So it's something that I would consider, keep it in the back of your mind, and then look at to see if there are any other problems.
So, very interesting. Just maybe to get off the topic just of sleep apnea for a moment, how does caring for your teeth, or does it change as we age?
Caring for your teeth, what a person can do doesn't necessarily have to change over the lifetime. There are basic things that a person should do. just brushing twice a day, removing all the plaque and the sugar that's accumulated on the teeth, and flossing.
Right.
Most people don't floss, but flossing is just a way of brushing in between your teeth.
Right.
Because your bristles can't get between your teeth. So as you age, you should still maintain that. Some people feel like as they age, they don't have to go to the dentist anymore. They'll just keep their teeth for however long they want to. But it's really important to prevent infection, to make sure there are no signs of oral cancer, which can occur at all ages, but especially when you're at older age.
Yeah, that's true. So you're not off the hook just because you get a little bit older.
Well,
you know?
I mean, to be quite blunt about it, if you look at seniors sometimes when they do get older, you know it doesn't work like that because eventually the teeth either fall out or they just start looking not too good. They get kind of decayed looking, if you will.
And that's why it's important to take care of your teeth when you're younger, too, and the floss help. Doesn't it help with the gums? And it's so important to keep your gums healthy.
Yes, that's
well, does an electric toothbrush, is that better than a manual toothbrush?
I would say in some cases, yes, because if you're not able to, if you don't have the manual dexterity to thoroughly brush your teeth, then the electric one would be much more beneficial, especially for the older population if they have arthritis in their hands and they can't quite hold a small toothbrush.
True.
What about a Waterpik type device?
Oh, I think they're great.
Yeah,
they're very helpful, but they shouldn't replace brushing.
Right.
It should be a combination.
How about one more then? The after rinse kind of thing, like that has fluoride in it, not bringing up brand names, but there are different types. Is that something that's not a bad thing to do either?
That is also a good thing to do. The fluoride, essentially, you don't want to swallow it, but you do want to rinse with it and spit it out. And that helps strengthen your enamel. It helps make it a little more resistant to developing cavities.
How do I do that because somebody said it was a good thing to do. But I'm trying to, like, you can't see this on, we're on the radio, but I'm simulating rinsing my mouth. How does that, like, how does anything seem to stick to your teeth when you do that? It seems like it just, you know, flies all over your mouth.
I think it does stay in microscopic levels, yes.
Yeah, okay. I have to trust that it really does. Now, I have one other question. When I was a young guy, first of all, the dentist was a very different situation than it is today. And people used to get fillings in their teeth. They don't seem to get fillings anymore. I mean, it's either root canal or take the tooth out.
Oh.
Do they still do fillings?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. All the time. Yeah. Fillings
Haven't heard of that. Well, this is a conversation among a bunch of seniors not long ago.
You know, it might be that fluoride wash is helping people not have as many. Because my kids, each one of my sons, I think, only have one filling each. I don't think either one of them. Yeah, not like me, which.
Yeah, used to have a mouthful of fillings years ago.
Yeah.
It could be from fluoridation of the water, perhaps. Just better hygiene, the use of fluorides. Yeah.
The hygiene part, most seniors did not grow up with good oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
That's reality. You brush your teeth once a day, and that was it in my upbringing. All right. So what did that do, looking back on it? Not much. Because, you know, there's a lot of things that were still laying around in there that you didn't get rid of.
Right.
And they had to do nothing but create damage. So the seniors in particular have to change their ways, in my opinion. And I can speak as a very valid senior. You know, you really have to expand what you did before. Even though you're older now and you think you don't need these teeth, you do need these teeth. And they cause a lot of problems if they get infected, if you need to go for surgery. I have a friend of mine who had to go for heart surgery. They would not do the heart surgery until he had his teeth taken care of.
That's true. Yeah,
why is that?
The infection.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Infection.
True.
There's a chance that during the surgery, if the teeth are mobile, they have to intubate you. So they don't want a tooth that's loose to come out and you could potentially aspirate it.
Right.
See, I didn't even think about that part.
You can choke on it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. There's a lot going on.
So it's not fun, and there is a whole topic about the difficulty for seniors to, when they do go to the dentist, whether it be, when they discover sleep apnea or whatever, which is, again, I'm trying to encourage people to go to the dentist. And there's a lot of reasons why they don't want to go to the dentist. Money is one of them,
yes.
Especially among seniors.
Yeah.
The fear. A lot of people are fearful.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, the dentist is not an inexpensive experience for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, it's an investment in your health that if you don't do it, you're going to have bigger problems.
Right. It's unfortunate that it is not kind of viewed or looked at like your health care, where, if you're lucky enough to have health insurance or dental insurance, it's extremely fortunate. You're extremely fortunate because then you're regularly there. But if you don't, it is expensive, and you have to kind of like pick and choose, some people, what they'll do, what they can put off, because it is so expensive. I mean, there are all kinds of plans too, I'm sure. And I'm sure it's frustrating for you too, as a dentist, to know that there are so many people out there that need dental care, but
yes.
Because of finances, they can't get what they truly need.
Yes. That's why I feel that prevention is so
right.
important. Mm. To brush, a simple act of brushing your teeth and
right.
flossing can really prevent a lot
and
of problems.
And we're supposed to brush our gums too, because I do.
Gently
yeah.
along the gum line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, prevention, that's a really good point.
Right.
What you're trying to do is prevent the need to really have a problem.
Right.
When you really have a problem, then you have a problem and you got to take care of it. That's when it gets really expensive. Prevention doesn't have to be that expensive. It's doable.
And it's really like habit forming, because I've always flossed. I just always have. It's part of how I take care of my teeth. Like some people who don't say, it's such a pain in the neck. And I'm like, I don't even think of it that way. You just have to continually, do it. And then it just becomes part of the process.
Right.
But we, again, are at the end of our second part of our 15 minutes with Dr. Fan. And I want to thank you so much again for coming. And very interesting topic. And
Our mother and father are listening to this show, so we say hi.
Her parents should be so proud
exactly.
of her accomplishments. And I hope to have you back again, because
this is
we'll go a little bit more into depth about sleep apnea, but also oral care for seniors, because that's the majority of our listeners. So we can thank.
Oh yes, you can find me online.
You know what we'll do when we do Senior Talk Radio? We will go over all of her contacts, as we're almost at 10
okay.
seconds.
All right.
And we will, you can leave me all the information, and then Christina and I and Otto will tell everybody. But we have to go. You're listening to WCWP.org.